The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. Now on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM, this is Bears Insider with Bears head coach Lovie Smith, his coaching staff, and the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak. Brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by North Shore University Health System and Walgreens.
And it's out of week three already for the Bears after splitting their first two games and a return home to Soldier Field to host the St. Louis Rams this Sunday. This is Bears Insider with head coach Lovie Smith, joined tonight by Bears linebackers coach Bob Babich. First, these messages on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM.
Bears Insider with head coach Lovie Smith continues. Now, here's the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
Shotgun snap back to Jay Cutler. With time lost, the middle of the field, the middle of the end zone, touchdown. Kellen Davis, touchdown, touchdown Bears, 21 yards.
Kellen Davis collecting his 10th career touchdown pass in Green Bay on a late strike in last Thursday's 23-10 loss to the Packers. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Bears Insider featuring head coach Lovie Smith. We're with you until 8 o'clock tonight. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, we'll be joined by linebackers coach Bob Babich. Good evening, Lovie Smith. Yes, that was one fun moment in the game. But as frustrating as you could possibly imagine, I would assume for you as well as us in trying to enjoy the game, so many levels, because you were never really out of it at any point. No matter what was going on, no matter what problems there were, it was always within striking distance. At least you felt that a comeback was possible.
Yes, right up until, in the second half, even from there. You know, we got the ball starting off right away. We got a good drive going down. But overall, though, Jeff, we just didn't play good enough to win. I thought coming in, that was our best chance in a while to beat them. But it was a game that they had to win, I guess, a little bit more than we did at the time, and they got it done.
You make that statement. Why did you feel this particular game was, as you put it, the best in a while to knock them off? What was the circumstances that lead you to believe that?
Well, it had nothing to do really with them. It's just more of how we felt about our football team coming in. We've had great practices. I thought we got off to a good start, and I thought we matched up, you know, well with them. No more than that.
And they had a hard time. I mean, the number of yards per play was their lowest in 24 games, under 5 yards per play. So defensively, you did play winning defense. Okay, yeah, there was a drop pick here. There were some things that went on. But overall, that was a winning defensive effort.
Well,
I know you're not going to. It's the team concept. I get it. But there were good things on paper.
Yeah, there were some good things on paper. You're right, Jeff. We did talk a lot to. Just defensively, five out of the last six times we had played them, they had scored a touchdown the first drive. So we put a big emphasis on starting fast. And the defense did some good things. I think to a man, if you talk to the defense, though, and it's just not coach talk, Jeff, for us. It's defense versus defense. The defense did some good things, but not enough. And that's the only mindset to have. That way, when you win, everybody that played feels like they contributed to that win, and that's the way it goes. Because if you win, the offense, I played their offense, and the defense, I played the opponent's defense.
So you often do that then?
It's the only way we look at it.
Okay.
Each week, and that's the only way you can look at it. You can't – and then individually, you grade your performance, and you say, how did I really play? And that's why we came in this past weekend and looked at the video for us to see exactly what happened. And none of us like the effort. Well, not, I shouldn't say effort. None of us like our play. The effort is always good with our football team, but we didn't like the way we played.
Was that planned or unplanned, you bring them in on Saturday, or were they getting the weekend off?
No, it was a plan to take the weekend off with the win. So that was a part of the plan.
And it was good to see the tape. And what were some of the things? Let's just focus on what you liked first. What did you see on tape that that was acceptable?
I think when you lose a game the way we did, I think it's hard to really focus on a lot of the good things you did. And I know you have to, look at those good things, but just some of the things that we did wrong that we normally don't do. And there's a lot of things. Again, if you have about 3 hours, we can tell you about it.
We have less than an hour.
But what we did, though, is that all those things we did, we addressed them all. We identified them. And the good part about a long weekend is you get a chance to come back in Monday right away. Normally, we don't practice on a Monday or Tuesday. but we got a chance to get back out on the foot. But watch video this morning of St. Louis, who played very well this past week, and start working on correcting those things.
All right, Matt Forte, you came on the WBBM this morning with Josh List and cleared up the injury in terms of its magnitude. And I don't know when he'll be back. You're not certain of that, I'm sure, but it doesn't appear to be the initial report of could be, 4 to 6 weeks with a high ankle.
Yeah, and you don't want to hear a high ankle sprain when we're talking about an ankle injury, and that isn't the case. Matt has an ankle sprain, which is sore right now, but he's getting better. He was out there today, starting the process of getting back out on the football field, and we're optimistic that it won't be that long.
All right, lots to cover tonight with Bears head coach Lovie Smith, but it's 7:08, time for WBBM's traffic and weather together on the 8th. We welcome in Neil Friorito.
Now, more of the Bears Insider with head coach Lovie Smith on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Aaron Rodgers milking the clock down to 5, and he takes play fake to Benson, stepping up and zipping a pass to the near side, stepping in front of it, Tim Jennings on the pickoff. Tim Jennings to the 25, Tim Jennings down to the 23. Tim Jennings had been making plays all night.
And that was the third interception in two games for Tim Jennings, setting the table for a potentially huge season for the veteran cornerback, not just the picks, but the tackling and Lovie Smith, the pesky nature of Tim Jennings harassing receivers, even if they are open or have a step, dropping balls, a third and one slant to Jordy Nelson. He was in the area code. He was being nasty. He was being, how about when on the tackle of the tight end, I think he was man up with somebody else, came right off him and just blasted him. So he's doing a lot of good things that revolve around instincts.
Yes, it does. And for him to have three picks, two games, three picks, I mean, that's saying a lot. That's how he's practiced. That's how he has performed, in the off season, all through that. But we ask a guy to be a complete player as a corner. It's just not about the interception. It's about tackling and be willing to tackle and have an aggressive attitude. He's had that, and he's playing good football.
Play of the Week is brought to you by McDonald's, proud partner of the Chicago Bears. With Bears head coach Lovie Smith, Bob Babich will be along in just moments in our third segment tonight, the Bears veteran linebackers coach. And you can ask a Bears question in the Toyota Fan Zone. Tweet any Bears-related question using the hashtag BearsToyota. And it might be answered by me or Tom Thayer during the Bears Game Night Live broadcast Sunday nights on Fox Chicago. If the selected question belongs to you, you'll receive a Bears Pro Shop gift card. So use the hashtag BearsToyota. Jay Cutler took tons of heat nationally, locally, for his performance and for his fiery reactions during the game. You've been quoted as saying it's unfortunate that it happened, even the push. I still, frankly, haven't seen it, so I don't know how to describe the Jamarcus Webb second quarter sideline thing, but overall your reaction to it all, I mean, you knew it was going to happen nationally because it was the singular game on a Thursday night, and then the whole weekend, for everybody to weigh in on it, it was a hot button topic in the National Football League.
Yes, it has been, and we had an opportunity to leave a different impression of our football program to the national audience that watched us play. Those things, I'll just say, Jeff, there are a lot of things that happen within a football team, within a locker room, and most of them don't get displayed in front of everyone the way that happened. As a head football coach, I never want to see our program being talked about for those reasons. The plan was for everyone to be talking about the Chicago Bears by the way we played, an outstanding game that we played during that time. And it's pretty simple for us. When things do happen that are unfortunate, we handle all of those things internally. It's as simple as that. So if a player has a problem with another player, I would rather them do it privately, internally. So you just start from that premise and go from there on how we do things. But I'm still going to go back to, yeah, that was unfortunate, but I'm really disappointed as much as anything, and it still goes back to our play. But you have to move on, which we've done.
And you have, but unfortunately, because of the distance from the game a week ago Thursday, typically, I mean, that's a distant memory already. You're getting ready for the Rams, which you are. But, you have today to meet the media, and still on Wednesday, it'll be talked about because that's Jay's first chance to address it. So it becomes a 7-8 day
picture. And that's where the unfortunate aspect is, but it's part of the deal.
Yeah, it's part of the deal if we allow it to. And today we allowed it to. We have to move on. As a football team, I'm talking about the majority of our football team, we've moved on from that. It's been dealt with. It's been settled. You move on. We can't keep – you can't let the Green Bay Packers beat us two, three more times by continuing to talk about what happened on a Thursday game. It's about the St. Louis Rams right now, and that's what our football team is doing. You know, a lot of times, you know, you hate some of the things that happened, some of the things that's been said. But again, you can't take it back. You just move on, and that's what we're going
to
do.
And it's not like you take players and talk to them individually after everything that they don't do according to your vision of it, but you do talk to Jay regularly. So, I mean, we can all assume that's a conversation. But for a guy like him, he's very emotional. You've known it now for how many years? How have you felt about those emotions in the past, and how do you feel about it moving forward?
Well, Jay, I know who Jay is. I know who our entire football team is. And in that game, we were all disappointed. When you're disappointed, things come out. It's no more than that. You can't blow them out of proportion too much. It's what you can't do. Again, I was more interested in our play. Jay's play wasn't good enough. I didn't do as good a job as I needed to do as a coach. To a man, that's what we're going to say. And the focus has to be on that.
Bears Insider continues with head coach Lovie Smith, with linebackers coach Bob Babich. Bears Insider on the home of the Bears. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
The Bear 39 takes the snap. Here comes pressure. McClellan has him wrapped up, and down he goes. Sacked in midfield. Shea McClellan in there.
And Shea McClellan with a sack and a half against the Pack, the rookie out of Boise State. Five total for the Bears' defensive line, despite the loss to the Green Bay Packers. Had a talk with him earlier today, Lovie Smith, about his spin move. It's become all the national guys are talking about Shea McClellan's spin move as being this special thing. And he laughed with me about it in the locker room today because, hey, it's just I like spin. It's a move I like, and here's why. But all it takes is a couple sacks, and everybody, you know, hey, he's got this special move.
Well, I like the spin move, too, and Shea has done a great job with it, but just not the spin move. We've seen marked improvement just about every time he's played, and to, you know, have your first nationally televised game and have that type of effort is pretty special.
What's the benefit of a move like that? What does it do to the offensive lineman that he's working against?
Well, I think if you're a true athlete, it's just hard for an athlete, I'm talking about a non-athletic offensive lineman, to really keep a defensive end out of there that can make that spin move. It's enough, you know, when you're just trying to deal with a straight rush. But the spin move, without going into a whole lot of detail and giving Shea's secrets away,
sure,
is just a hard one to
actually. Among defensive linemen you've looked at over the years, who has had the best spin move that you can remember?
I tell you, there's a lot of guys out there, and we've had some special players to be able. I think if you just looked at the league as a whole, though, Dwight Freeney's spin move is legendary, really is.
I can't disagree with that. And speaking of legends, Bob Babich has moved into the room.
Well, thank you, Jess.
Hi, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good.
Did you have
thank
a good weekend?
I did.
Yeah. So what'd you do? Just watch football?
Watch football. Spent time with the family. Had
nice.
A good time.
Bears linebackers coach Bob Babich, kind enough to join us every year so far, 9 years deep into your coaching career here with the Bears. Let's talk about the Packers game a little and then move on to the guys in particular. You know, your room, which is always a fun room to talk about, given you got two veteran Pro Bowlers in there. But the Packer game defensively, I think there was an anticipation that they would try and run the football. How did you guys think you did against the run?
Well, we would have liked to have done better, but the defense that we were playing, you know, it was tough to play the run. We wanted to defend the pass. They're a great passing team. But overall, we feel good about the way it ended up. After every game, you feel like you could do better.
Yeah, and the thing about Aaron Rodgers, it's rare to see him with zero rushing attempts, which was the case, because he didn't leave the pocket, which when he does, he's probably as dangerous as any of those great athletic quarterbacks out there. I mean, you guys kept him really cornered and made him throw from the pocket, which is still a very dangerous situation given Aaron Rodgers. But when he's moving around, he seems to make big plays.
He does create problems when he gets outside the pocket, and it lends itself to, you know, receivers coming open down the field when there's a scramble going on, because it's a lot of time when there's a scramble going on and the defensive coverage tends to break down. But, you know, the defensive line did a great job of keeping him in the pocket.
You can watch Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by Toyota, Sundays at 10:35 on Fox Chicago, part of the Chicago Bears Network. We're here with Lovie Smith and Bears linebackers coach Bob Babich at 7:26 here on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM. Brian Urlacher leading the way in tackles for this game. At least that's what the Bears released, I think, after the game on Friday. I think he had 11 tackles, 8 unassisted tackles. I don't know if you guys have upgraded that or changed those numbers.
I think that's our numbers.
Yeah, and Lance was right there behind him. The 1-2 punch, how is Brian feeling, and how do you think his performance has shown here in the first two
games?
Well,
I think that he's definitely gotten better from the first game to the second game. I mean, we need to be patient with Brian. He's only practiced, I don't know the exact number of practices since last January, but it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 or 8 practices. So we were pleased with his progress. He's very excited about the way the direction things are headed. And Lance played extremely well. If he'd have got that takeaway, you know, the pick, he had a great opportunity to get a pick. He would have had a great game. And he played extremely hard and aggressive, and his attitude was great as far as his mentality. I mean, you know, he was doing everything he could to help us win. And Nick Roach has been playing really well. You know, we're very pleased with what Nick has done up until this point.
Yeah, with Briggs on those picks, I mean, when they're on the hands or even close, I mean, everybody, you know, it's something that you think about for a long time. But with a linebacker, you just never know. Right? You just never know.
Well, Coach Smith likes to say that the linebackers, you know, they have a hard time catching the ball. But we like to believe that we have great hands. You know, one of the things we talk about on a serious note is if you just, as a defensive unit, we talk about this. If you just catch the ones that are thrown to you, you know, it's going to work out good in the turnover category. So, you know, every opportunity you get, you got to take advantage of. And, you know, unfortunately, Lance was unable to make that catch.
Back with another segment with Bears linebackers coach Bob Babich and head coach Lovie Smith here on Bears Insider.
This is Bears Insider with Bears head coach Lovie Smith with linebackers coach Bob Babich, brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by University of Phoenix and Verizon. Once again, the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
Play clock to 6. Takes the snap. Settles in. Now steps up and winds up. Throwing left. Puck Finley gives it up. Bears are on it. Peanut Tillman poked it away. And Peanut Tillman has it. Bears have taken it away from Jermichael Finley.
Now, Jermichael Finley has been known to have plenty of drops. I think 16 over the last 3 years. That was not a drop. That was Charles Tillman again with the fist and the punch out. Lovie Smith, Bob Babich with us here on Bears Insider. Keeps on working.
Yes, and you're right. It wasn't a drop. It was a takeaway. You know, great tackle to get in position, but then to get the ball out. And then for the ball to stay in bounds. And that was a takeaway that we needed at that time.
29 times in his career he's forced that fumble, and many have come by way of the fist. Bob Babich, Jeff Jonas, 30? Oh, I had 29. You got 30? Greg Miller? Really? 30? Okay, that's even better. 30 times. Nice, neat number. When you add that to a number of picks, his return touchdowns, what a career for Charles Tillman. And it's not over yet.
No, it really isn't. And we've talked so much about Charles. You talk about having great training tape for how to punch a ball out. And then we're starting to see other players coming in, like Herrick McManus that just came in. I mean, start watching Charles right away. And I see him really starting to knock the ball out. All of our DBs, Tim Jennings, and it's contagious for the football team, our defense, to know that that's what is expected every play.
And we talk about it every year because it happens. He has, you know, several every season. So we've heard the same thing about the ability to hook a guy and then use the other hand to punch the football out. And so these players who have been around or are new to the league, no, they see it on tape, and I'm sure they're told, watch out for 33.
Everyone that we play, a part of the pregame preparation for the opponent,
is for them to go over that. Hey, number 33, guys, protect the football. He's going to try, not just Charles, but this team will, they're going to really try hard to punch it out, and especially number 33, but he continues to do it.
And forget about the fact that, you know, it's Tillman Stout. Is the long arms, in addition to that, help?
You know, Jeff, we've looked at it every imaginable way, and Charles would have to be the one that really tells you how he does it, because I just know that, first off, you can't take the ball away unless you attempt to take it away. And that's a part of his mindset every time he gets close to the football.
7:36 with Bears head coach Lovie Smith and Bob Babich, the Bears veteran linebackers coach. Bears Huddle and Bears Blitz brought to you by Jimmy John's are your chance to catch up on Bears news every Wednesday and Thursday at 4:30 on Comcast, Sportsnet Chicago, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. Bob, you mentioned in our last segment before we went to break about the plea, how pleased you are with the play of Nick Roach. Solid veteran. Love the guy. What don't we know about what he's giving you that he would never sit there and tell everybody, because he's not that type of guy, that have made him a quality, reliable veteran at that strong side linebacker position?
In a nutshell, Nick Roach, what he does, he understands exactly what we are doing on defense, not only as a Sam linebacker, which he starts, but he provides depth at the Mike linebacker. And if we had to, we could play Nick at the wheel linebacker. So, and Nick in a game makes minimal mistakes. You know, he's a guy that goes out there, does his job. As we were talking about Charles punching the ball out and guys getting takeaways and those type things, that's the next step that we want Nick to take, is, you know, get some impact plays. But as far as doing his job, he does his job in a well-executed manner, and is a good part of our defense.
Gives you comfort when guys take the time, and obviously everybody does, but some guys do a little more to get ready for a game, and that adds to their instincts and adds to their playmaking ability that they can be ready for any scenario. And those three starting linebackers are ideal examples of that.
Well, you know, first of all, Brian and Lance have been here with us the whole time. So as far, they've been involved in our system for 9 years. And, you know, these guys have seen a lot of different things in those 9 years. And Nick, I believe, has, you know, been here 5 or 6 years. I'm not exactly sure. But he understands the system just like these guys. And he prepares himself to play well, and, you know, it shows on Sundays.
You mentioned about impact plays and the ability to get the interceptions, the forced fumbles, the fumble recoveries, the sacks, if you so choose to blitz those guys and get in a position to hit the quarterback. I'm sure you want that for all three. I know Lance and Brian have talked about the same thing. Everybody getting more explosive plays.
That's what our defense is based on, takeaways, you know, big plays, sacks. We include takeaways and sacks as far as big plays. And, you know, we put an emphasis on it every day, try to make sure that these guys are practicing, executing these style plays on the practice field, and they're working hard to get it done.
Do you include the pass breakups and tackles for loss? No. Why? Tackles for loss, no, in
tackles
particular.
Tackles for loss, we could. If you talk to them.
Lance Briggs would be, he'd be rich if you
You sound like you're, you know, a lawyer for these guys, okay? Because they talk about, you know, they say, what's the difference between a three-yard sack and a three-yard tackle for loss?
In the run game? Come on, Bob.
You know, they lobby for that, but, you know, these are the things we do. Like, we think that the tackles for losses show that we're playing downhill, which is a big part of our defense. And, you know, last week we didn't play as much eight-man front, so it was hard to, you know, attack downhill. So that cut their number down just a little bit.
And as Bob, you know, was alluding to, PBUs, though, Jeff, most of the time that's a dropped interception.
Here we go.
That's a missed opportunity to take the ball away. Sometimes all you can do is get your hand and knock it off. But a lot of time when you see PBU, that means a guy should have intercepted the ball.
I see the thing.
We actually have two categories. You know, we have a PBU, which is, as Lovey was talking about, you know, you could only get your hand
Tim Jennings
it.
Diving in the end zone last week to knock away a ball.
And then we have a DP, which is a drop pick, which we have the majority of the time. Okay.
He says so.
Yeah, it's hard to get it, you know, PBU. Last week, I think, you know, the end of game, Brian had one. He was there, and the guy just threw it, and he hit the ball, you know. So it's a game that's played in our room for sure.
That room over the years, how's it evolved in terms of personality? Just because
there's a lot of it.
Yeah, but just because of the two guys. I mean, the evolution of that.
It's helped me grow a lot as a person. the maturation process in the room is, you know, not gone quite as quickly as we'd have liked. But no, they are. They're full of life and everything. But we have seen these guys grow, and they're mature leaders, and we expect a lot out of them. At the same time, they know when it's time to go to work, it's time to go to work. And there is a place and time to have some fun and do some things to keep, a little excitement in the room. And those guys know how to do that.
How about the guys that are in there now as well? How are they acclimated? Geno Hayes, JT Thomas,
Blake Costanzo. It's run by, you know, Brian Lance. And, you know, those guys kind of follow the lead of our two leaders there, and they do a great job leading the room. They really do get the preparation done that we need to get done to help us win football.
When somebody like JT makes a play on special teams like he did 2 weeks ago, does that give him a springboard, a confidence that, yes, I can play in this league even if I'm not getting snaps defensively? And do they translate?
Yeah, we put an emphasis on the special teams. We do a highlight tape every week, and we put the special teams highlights on there with the linebackers. And JT's takeaway is on our board, and he had his picture up and that type of stuff. So it is an important part of our team, and it's a natural progression for most linebackers to start out on the special teams, do a good job there, and then evolve into a starting linebacker.
This is a throw-out question because the careers of Urlacher and Briggs produce 15 Pro Bowls. They are experts in this defense. They know. They are coaches in many respects, right? No question about it. Do you ever, which of the two, or maybe both, could you ever envision coaching, if at all? This is a fun question. I already know one of the answers.
You know what? I don't know which one would. They both can do it. I think Lance has actually mentioned possibly doing it. You know, I'm not sure. I don't know. They think we work a lot.
I don't know if they'll
take that job once they're done with their playing careers because of the hours we put in.
Yeah, but. Brian, I did an interview with him last week on the radio for the pregame show, and that's, you know, I brought it up, you know, because a guy like that being out of the game he loves so much, like he's like Mike Brown and, you know, some of these other guys, they would play the game with nobody out there watching. They just love the game, and he loves the camaraderie, and he loves the room, and he, you know, but first thing you mentioned was the amount of hours you guys put in.
Yeah, so. they're not used to that, you know, but maybe not necessarily on the college or pro level, but, you know, maybe a high school coach, and, you know, where you're just still part of the game. Like, I think Brett Favre's doing that right now. He's a high school coach, so. You know, who knows?
I see Briggs doing television, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, he's got a great personality, and, you know, he would enjoy that.
All right, what do we know about the Rams?
Well, we know this. They play extremely hard. They're a physical offense. I think Coach Fisher has a philosophy for the team, wants to run the ball on offense, you know, keep the takeaways to a minimal, and play great defense. And, you know, we understand that philosophy, and you know, so we're excited about it. They do some things that create some problems, and we have to be prepared for.
How would you describe Steven Jackson, even at this point in his career? Number one since 06 in yards from scrimmage, because you throw in the passing game as well, 114 yards per game he's managed to put together over the years. 240-pound, big, thick guy. Would you call him a pounder back? Does he get a lot after contact, or is he different at 240?
You know, we've played Steven a bunch, and we know what type of running back he is. He's a physical running back. I think he has the moves. If he has to, he can use a move. If he has to put his shoulder down and get an extra yard, he can do that also. So, and he is very good out of the backfield. Just watched some tape. He's good in protections also. So he's a well-rounded back, and we respect him.
Maybe out of all the young quarterbacks, and there are a ton now in the league that are starting, Sam Bradford, you don't hear much about him. But these two performances certainly has everyone's attention in the first 2 weeks of the season. What do you see in him at 6'4", 225?
In particular, last week, you know, versus the Redskins, he did a great job. I mean, I think his quarterback rating was extremely high. And, you know, he seemed like he had the game under control as far as his, you know, running the huddle and his leadership and his demeanor and those type things.
So, and brought him back twice.
Yeah, I think that he's a cool customer that is extremely talented. He looks like he has an extremely strong arm. It looks like he's very comfortable in the offense. I think this is his third offensive coordinator in 3 years, I believe so. So, you know, he's done a good job, and, you know, he's going to be a big challenge for us.
And his coordinator is Brian Schottenheimer, and Schottenheimer's love running the football, so that's part of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Bob, we'll let you go. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on.
Bob Babich on Bears Insider, back with our final segment with head coach Lovie Smith after this break on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM.
The Bears Insider continues exclusively on the home of the Bears, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM.
Obviously, there's a lot we can learn on. There's a lot of things that we need to get better at, and we will. We have extra time to get an extra day of practice in and focus on the Rams and getting back on track.
And that is Bears captain and center Roberto Garza as they look to the veterans to come into that room today here at Halas Hall and basically quiet the masses a little bit. No panic. Roll your sleeves up and go at the third game of the season. There's, I believe, only four unbeatens. And whatever happens tonight in the Monday night matchup between Atlanta and Denver, but that's football. That's NFL. Yeah. As I wrote the other day on a blog for our website, 16 unique dramas that play out each and every week, and one doesn't have anything to do with the other.
Yeah, right? And Jeff, as you mentioned, I mean we're talking game. I mean the second weekend of the NFL season, and there's so much football left to go, and the odds are, I mean. There's only been one undefeated team, so that's the only goal we can't accomplish right now. We can't go undefeated. Everything else is in front of us. That is coach talk, but it is true. And for us, though, as I mentioned earlier, you can't let that last loss linger on. You have to move on. And you can't let a win linger. You have to move on to the next opponent. We know who we're playing next. They're preparing for us. And we feel like we have a jump start on them by getting an extra practice in a day.
Let me ask you this. You just jogged my memory. Not memory, but just made me think of this, though. Have you been a part of teams that have let a loss or a win cloud the future?
Oh, I think through if you stay in sports long enough, you can go back and think back on some times when you didn't, you know, early in your career. When you didn't, you held on to it too long. Again, that's why a part of coming in, watching a video, putting that game behind us. That game is just like the Colts game, as far as we're concerned. And it is just about, but learning from every time you go out on the football field, there's something you can learn about. You don't want to make the same mistakes over and over, and that's what we're going to try not to do.
As we look forward now, Shiloh Rochelle told reporters today he's going to be starting at left guard, and Chris Spencer also answered questions regarding that and the change. Why the move?
Oh, just, you know, you're constantly trying to improve your ball club. It's simple as that. Shiloh, we don't make announcements on starting lineups, but Shiloh played good football earlier on. He had an injury in camp that knocked him back a little bit, but I think eventually we tell the guys, eventually if you just keep doing what you're supposed to do and if you deserve an opportunity and you think that you should be one of the starters and get more time, if you just continue to focus and stay ready, you'll get your chance. And we just feel like looking for a spark right now and just feel like he deserves an opportunity to see what he can do.
He did catch your attention very early in the process when you brought him here, and he's got a lot of starting experience with him in the NFC with San Francisco. How would you describe him as a player?
Well, I think as a player, if you've been around him enough, you'll say that he's a tough guy that we're adding, you know, to the mix. He likes to mix it up. He's a good athlete, too. I mean, he can pull out in the open field. He's played good football in the past also, of course, at college and in the NFL, too. So we have good players, and that's no knock against Chris Spencer and some guys that have played, but We need the entire group. It's a long season, and you need everyone. And eventually your name will be called. And right now, you know, Shiloh's name has been called.
A situation like this one with Clay Matthews Jr. being, and he's great against everybody. It's just not the Bears. He's one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. How does Jamarcus Webb move past that? And maybe a change at left guard, does it help him in any way, that combination?
Well, just talking about, you know, what Jamarcus needs to do, he has to realize, you mentioned Matthews is a great player. Staley, the guy before. For San Francisco, was in the Pro Bowl last year, and Matthews, you know, got 2.5 sacks on him. So what Jamarcus has to do is just look at his play, which he's done, analyze it, and just see some of the areas that he can improve upon. And like we all need to do that. And then it's about this next week. There's another challenge ahead. And each week there'll be a good pass rush on the other side of the ball, and we just have to meet their challenge this week.
7:54 on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM. Remaining moments of Bears Insider this week with head coach Lovie Smith. Michael Bush, assuming, of course, that Matt is not going to be ready. We don't know for sure. Well, let the week play out. But, I mean, 9 starts last year in Oakland. He nearly had 1,000 yards. He gets... And I know it happened throughout the offseason. People kind of questioned him about, you know, could you possibly, when Matt was maybe not going to be with the team right away, you know, could you be a number one back? And he's like, yeah, I could be. I just put on the tape. Here's what I do. He's very, he's humble, but he's very proud of what he feels he can bring to the table. Yes. As a bigger back with great hands coming out of the backfield, he's got tools.
Yes, he does. And assuming Matt Forte can't go this week, we feel like we do have a good backup plan in Michael Bush. And I've seen the preseason. We got a chance to see Michael make guys miss in open field. We got a chance to see him catch the ball out of the backfield. He is a back with good size. He can run in between the tackles. But, we feel like we have a good option if Matt can't go.
You decided to bring Khalil Bell back. As much as anything, here's somebody you don't have to retrain. Right.
Yes.
Is that part of the reason?
That was part of the reason, but it's a little bit more than just a guy that knows the system. Khalil Bell has played good football for us here against Green Bay last year when he got an opportunity. He took advantage of it. We saw him do some good things. His first carry at Soldier Field, of course, he'll always remember. But we feel we're just lucky and feel good that there was a good running back that's been a Chicago Bear that's excited about being back here with his teammates.
Sunday's game against the St. Louis Rams is brought to you by Motorola. The first 40,000 fans entering Soldier Field receive a Bears phone sleeve courtesy of Motorola. The Bears thank Motorola for their support as an official partner of the Chicago Bears. With Bears head coach Lovie Smith looking ahead now to the St. Louis Rams. We touched on it with Bob Babich. Give us your thoughts on what you see on tape of, let's go through some individuals. We'll start with Sam Bradford.
Sam Bradford, I mean, is the reason why you're the first pick in the draft. He's a good player, good size, good arm. He has more mobility in the pocket than he's given credit for. And as much as anything, the only thing that's hurt Sam has been the injuries. He's healthy now, playing good football, had an outstanding game yesterday, getting the ball, distributed around. They have a couple of good running backs. They've been beat up on the offensive line a little bit, but just seem like they just keep adding guys as next guy up for them. But the one thing you notice about how their team played, I noticed about yesterday, was just how hard they played, fought through adversity, and found a way to get a win.
Well, it leads me to this. Chris Long, their pass rusher, 13 sacks a year ago, quote after the game, we have the personality of our head coach, Jeff Fisher, resilient, confident. They did rally twice from deficits to ultimately win that football game. And there were some things that happened at the end of the football game, too, that could have cost them. But they did fight through it. So
yes.
Is that what you're seeing?
Yes, they found a way to win the football game, and they did play hard throughout. Chris Long is an excellent football player also. They have some good players. Cortland Finnegan, of course, they added from Tennessee, played good football for them. And they're special teams. They blocked a punt yesterday, got all three phases contributed to that win for them yesterday.
And you mentioned Finnegan and his reputation, not only as a solid defender, but he can be an instigator, and he was again yesterday and drew a penalty from a younger player that cost him, could have been very, very, it was very costly for the Redskins. Made a long field goal instead of a short field goal try.
No, it was luck on his part that he didn't get called because there was, of course, action before the play. But normally the second guy is the one that gets called. You can't put your team in that situation. But that was one play. What I see from him is just a guy that plays hard every down with ability. Tough. He's not the biggest DB around, but he plays like a big man.
But he presses your buttons, though, too, so... in the heat of battle. Just got to stay calm.
I mean, discipline is a big part of it, and we have to keep that composure.
And their tackle, Roger Saffold, the left tackle, he's going to be out a month now. That's the word today. He had MCL sprain. Wayne Hunter replaced him. He went down in the game, so they had a third-string tackle come in to finish the job, but they still managed 450 yards of offense. How about defensively outside of Long? They got a lot of young players everywhere.
Yes, they do have some young players. Laurinaitis, of course, is a good player also. And up front, big defensive end from North Carolina that's doing a great job for him also. So pretty good play.
All right, Lovey, that's it for this week. That's Bears Insider. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Special thanks to Birthday Boy. That's right, Director of Broadcasting Greg Miller, our producers Catherine Catalan and Andy Gersher. For Bears head coach Lovey Smith and linebackers coach Bob Babich, I'm Jeff Joniak. Good night, everybody. This is WBBM at HD Chicago, WCFS-FM, and HD1 Elmwood Park, Chicago. Good night, everybody.